Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi here in Texas in the United States. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. We sincerely and profusely apologize for the delay in transmission today. It was due to circumstances that we could not possibly control. We cannot tell you what the issues are because of a very, very sensitive nature, but we can assure you that regardless of whatever the enemy does, that Radio Biafra will be on air. We cannot apologize to you enough for this delay in transmission, but all the same, this is Radio Biafra. We are indomitable. We cannot be compromised. We cannot be defeated. We cannot be cowered into a position of silence. We cannot be defeated. We must retreat that time and time again. Victory is ours. We're not going to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get it. Please, that this is Radio Biafra. Here we are coming to you from Corpus Christi. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Once again, I have with me in the studio today, please, Moses Migwe is here. You may be hearing a few noise all over the place. The family is also with us this very wonderful afternoon from here. And also our sister Chidera is with us today to bring you the news as we proceed. Before I go ahead to bring you the headlines and what we have associated with it, I'll please go to them to say hello to you very briefly. Please, Chidera.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good afternoon from here at Corpus Christi. Good morning to some of you that are in different time zones. Even good evening and good night. We'll welcome you to today's edition. And I apologize once more for the delay. Delay, like they say, is not denial. And I thank God that we were able to overcome and bring the live broadcast today.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. It's been rather very slightly stressful, I must say. And Moses Wiwe is here with us. Please, if you can say hello, Moses.
Hello, wonderful Biafrans and all friends of Biafran. As Nnamdi Kanu and Chidera said.
It's Kanu. N-U.
Okay, Nnamdi Kanu.
They're better.
Yes,
better.
The director of Radio Biafra and our sister here, Chidera, said today we have a technical problem and right now I think it's just been fixed. We apologize for the day. So please sit down and tune in. Yes. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. Moses, you've been doing excellently well. It's been a rather, very stressful day. A few things that were unforeseen came up this morning when we got up on trying to set up our studio, trying to set up our equipment. But all the same, we are here. You may be hearing a few noises here and then. We have a few children with us. If you hear them, please do try and bear with us. We are running this broadcast from within a family surrounding, so to speak. So if you hear anything untoward, do not panic. It is part of the program. We said wherever it takes us, we should be able to bring you live Radio Biafra broadcast. We know that people have started calling already. We are asking you to please, please, please do try and bear with us until we finish our presentation, until we finish our news and analysis. Please, 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 we are begging you. We want you, please, to try and bear with us. That this is Radio Biafra coming to you today from Corpus Christi in Texas. We'll be here for the remaining 2 days, and after that, we're traveling to Houston, Texas. From there, we are proceeding all the way to Dallas, Fort Worth area, and from there to Las Vegas. And from Las Vegas, we are heading to San Francisco. From there to New York, to Baltimore in Maryland, and from there to Toronto in Canada. We shall be returning to Chicago. From there, we'll be heading back to London, and who knows, from there to greener and more greater things elsewhere, because we need to take Radio Biafra to all Biafran communities all around the world, wherever and whenever they may find themselves to be in. Our headline this evening, we are still reporting on the court case of yesterday. We are still reporting that the Biafra versus Nigeria case at the High Court in Owerri. We are going to be giving you the update on the ruling, on the court case that happened yesterday, the 25th of June 2013. I have lost my bearing so much that I don't know when it is night time again or when it's day time, because London is so far. I'm used to the timing in Biafraland and in London, that when I travel far distances, the same thing happened to me when I went to Australia. I tend to be running out of how to coordinate my timing properly. So I do plead with you to forgive me. It is 26th here. For some people, it is heading into 27th. I know some people in Australia are already in the 27th of June. Here, it is the 26th of June. The time here is roughly about 24 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes.
Here in Corpus Christi in Texas. And it is almost 24 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. in London and also in Biafraland. That the Federal High Court ruling yesterday, I'm confident to say yesterday, because it is 25th is yesterday from here in Texas, that happened yesterday at Owerri. We'll be bringing you more detailed analysis, more look at what's actually transpired. You know how to get hold of us. Radio Biafra is the same. It doesn't change. It is there all the time for all to see. If you want to contact us, the telephone number to contact Radio Biafra on is consistent. It's on the top right-hand corner of your screen. The number, once again, please, Chidera, I think it is +1 404 789 8796. Please say that again.
+1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. We'll be coming back to you to tell us that. It wasn't very difficult to say, was it?
Yeah.
Exactly. We'll come back to you to be updating us on the telephone number for the studio this very evening. We are also relying on Ucheme 4, who is at the controls, who has been working excellently well. We thank him for the work that he has done, making sure that everybody is well informed about what we are doing. He was handling events down in London at our studios. He has now handed over to the mobile studio here in Texas for us to handle our transmission onwards. We are thanking you very much for what you have done, not just today, for the Biafran cause all through the years. We are also reporting this evening that the service chiefs in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria, is demanding yet more money to fight a band of bandits in the northeastern part of the zoo called Nigeria. They are demanding more money, all the money and all the equipment they've been receiving over the years. This is the very first time that all the money being embezzled by the Nigerian military in the name of procurement of arms is being put to test, and they have run out of money already to prosecute what is in effect minor quelling of insurgency in the northeastern part of the zoo called Nigeria. We are also reporting this evening that the United States of America have discovered oil in very massive quantity, and Nigerians are panicking as a result of it. There is going to be untold poverty all over the place, because the principal market for Nigeria's oil is the United States of America. due to the discovery of this very oil, it may be a case that the United States will now start to look inwards into its own natural reserves rather than relying on a basket case, rather than relying on a banana republic, a third world country, a very impoverished society, an unstable one for that matter, in the shape of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We'll be looking at the ramifications for people who have not developed any other aspect of the economy and exclusively reliant on the sale of crude oil to be able to survive. We'll be asking ourselves, please, for some of us are pleading, we want America to even discover more oil reserves to allow people to be able to use the only natural resource given to man, which is their brain, to work, to develop, to live, and of course eke out a living for themselves rather than relying on the sale of oil. We are also reporting this evening that the Shehu of Borno is blaming Boko Haram insurgency on what the Hausa people are calling federal government marginalization. Can you believe that the Hausa people, who have been ruling Nigeria for 99% of the time that Nigeria has been in existence, is now telling us about marginalization? What utter hypocrisy. This is what is happening in the zoo called Nigeria. Lies upon lies, deceit upon deceit. And that is why we are here, to expose it, to make it, to reveal it to the world for the shambles that it is. That this is Radio Biafra. We are asking you to also join us on Facebook. You can join us on Twitter. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co or peopleofbiafra.org or beliehumanrights.org. Please, whatever you are doing, wherever you are, tell your friends, tell your family, we are coming to you a bit late. We know some of you, you know, took time off work to listen to Radio Biafra and it didn't come on time. We are assuring you that this will not happen again whilst we are in the United States. It will not happen again. Radio Biafra will do everything within its powers to make sure it is on air. When we advertise, we are going to be on air. Of course, the technical problems were unforeseen. We've managed to identify it and it will not hamper us again. Thank you very much for your patience. We are very grateful for your listenership this very evening. We are also saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good even good night to some people, wherever you may be in the world. This is Radio Biafra. Do not go anywhere else, because we are here to bring you views, news, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we are all going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Radio Biafra is about truth and honesty, nothing more, nothing less. If we cannot get Biafra, we are surely going to die trying to get one, because Biafra is our only hope. It is the only kingdom of heaven we have on this earth, and we are privileged to be serving her with all that we have. Once again, we are going to bring you the summary of our news, and we are reporting this evening that the much expected ruling by the trial judge yesterday at the Federal High Court, you know, whereby Honorable Justice S.M. Shuaibu is hinged on two pre-suit cases emanating from the Biafran trial bundle. First is the technical omission on the case using Bilie Human Rights Initiative as against incorporated trustees of Bilie as a juristic person, since Bilie is a name and not a person in law, and on that ground, the trial judge knocked out the case without dismissing it, while advising our lead counsel to quickly make the necessary amendment and return to court. The second objection raised by the defendant's counsel earlier was that the issue of whether the court has the competence to try the case of this magnitude of self-determination as initiated by Biafra. In this ruling, the amiable trial judge dismissed the argument from the Nigerian counsel, stating that his court has the local standing to try the case in question. In other words, the delay tactics brought about by Nigeria trying to question the jurisdiction of the court sitting in Owerri to hear this monumental case was dismissed. Of course, we lost one aspect of it, which is that we have to go back and not restart, but to make a minor amendment in our trial bundle and resubmit it. But the main case upon which the whole Nigerian establishment was hinging on, which is to strike off the case, saying that the Owerri court is incompetent, that they were roundly defeated. We defeated them on that very case. At the end of the court proceedings, the indigenous people of Biafra, who came in their thousands from all over the zoo called Nigeria, zoo being the word that Radio Biafra tags onto Nigeria because it's a zoo, Biafra land and the diaspora, attended a world press conference addressed by the vice chairman of the Elders Council of Indigenous People of Biafra in the person of Dr. Dozie Ikedife, who is a medical doctor at Ikenga Newi, which was the high point of the earlier world conference that he was held in London, which harped on the role of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra as constituted government under the Nigerian customary law constitution. The lead lawyer, Emeka Adolf Emekesi, also addressed the mammoth crowd on the stage and progressively made a personal insignia of Biafra, provided it does not create a public nuisance. You can, as a matter of fact, wear Biafran regalia. You can wear Biafra insignia as long as you do not use it to commit crime, as some other people have done, as long as you do not use it in an offensive manner. We need to respect our flag. We need to respect our coat of arms. We need to respect every symbol that carries Biafra on it, because anything you do reflects either rightly or wrongly on the image of Biafra. One of the Biafran formidable counsel chief barrister Debe Ojukwu was unavoidably absent due to the ruling on the same day in Lagos on his suit against Ojukwu Transport Limited at the Lagos High Court. There was a rousing ovation on the arrival of the chairman of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, His Royal Majesty Justice Eze Ozobo, retired, who attended the conference with two first-class Royal Majesties from Enugu State, who are also members of the Elders Council, that our elders came out in force to make sure that we are a part of this wonderful, wonderful occasion at the Federal High Court in Owerri. Subsequently, they addressed a world press conference where the role of the Council of Elders was made very clear to the whole world, to understand that we have a standing government based on customary law as contained in the 1999 Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, the Zoological Republic itself. We do have a right as a people to be able to govern ourselves based on customary law. We are also reporting today that there has been massive oil discovery in the United States. The presidency, headed by Goodluck Jonathan, yesterday said that Nigeria would not feel the impact of the recent discovery of large quantities of oil by the United States. He said the federal government was rather adopting appropriate strategies to mitigate the impact of the decline in the purchase of Nigeria's oil by America, with increased volume of term of contracts with Asian refineries. He is now sending our oil, or planning to send the oil, to Asia to refineries. Please, good Lord Jonathan, people in Asia do not buy our oil so they can refine it and bring it to us. They buy it so they can refine it to use it to propel their economy, to house, to encourage, to take on Nigerian workers who are traveling to all these countries. Once again, we are reporting this evening that the United States of America have discovered oil in commercial quantities. The senior special advisor on public affairs to the president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, Dr. Toyin Odupe, gave the assurance in Abuja whilst addressing pressmen. He said, with increasing volume of crude sales to the Asian markets, which stood at 120,000 barrels per day, and with great prospects of increased volume of sales from the area, coupled with a combination of market openings in Europe, it will effectively compensate for the loss of the U.S. market and offer needed support for Nigeria's crude exports. What we are saying is that one of the hands holding us, which is the United States' reliance on the oil coming from Biafra land, has been unhinged. This is how God is beginning to work in very mysterious ways, so that the United States of America will no longer be a burden to our agitation for independence. They will no longer see the oil coming from Biafra land as a strategic interest worthy of protection or worthy of giving Nigeria military backing in order to be able to secure it. So the United States is leaving our oil alone. Second to follow them will be Britain very, very shortly. Regardless of the markets they open in the East, regardless of what, to have a whole presidency of Nigeria discussing oil tells you how poor the country is economically. No government in this world, not even the United States government, can sit on or can stand to address the world media and be talking about only one product which they export to the whole world. These people ought to be ashamed of themselves. They make nothing, they manufacture nothing, they do nothing. All they do is idly by sitting around selling oil and looting the treasury dry. This is the type of life we are faced with in the zoo called Nigeria. We are also reporting that is rather very, very bizarre that the Shehu of Borno, the same people giving spiritual, moral, and financial backing to Boko Haram, is blaming the rise of the insurgency being perpetrated by Boko Haram as being dependent on their marginalization. These people have been ruling the country. Why didn't this man say that the North has been marginalizing the North, that the rich in their society have been marginalizing the poor in their society? Why didn't this man come out to say that Boko Haram should be going after all the people who have stolen the opportunities, stolen all their money, taken everything they have in order to send their kids abroad to Switzerland, in order to send our money away and deposit it in Swiss bank accounts, in order to bring in people to train their horses from Argentina? Not many people know that Obasanjo's son, that the trainer for his horses that he plows pono with, is imported from Argentina. Not many people know that the horses that Babangida and his children use to go and play pono is imported from Arabia. Not many people know that the money that these people are spending, the money that they are squandering every blessed day, their private jets, is being gotten from the treasury in the country that should have gone into developing areas and meaningfully engaging all the people that Boko Haram are very busy in recruiting on a daily basis. The Shehu of Borno and chairman of Borno State Traditional Rulers Council, Alhaji Abubakar El Kanemi, has blamed the security challenges occasioned by the activities of Boko Haram Islamic sect in the state on alleged marginalization by the federal government. We are asking this Shehu, or whatever his name is, who has been in control of Nigeria ever since? Who has been in control of the country? You have been in control of the country. You have been marginalizing your people. Stop lying to them. You now have Radio Biafra. When you talk such nonsense, we will be able to correct you appropriately. You have been in charge of Nigeria. You have been the one stealing and marginalizing your own people. Now you are blaming federal government. There is nobody called federal government. You are the federal government of Nigeria. You people are the owners of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. So you must tell yourself the truth. The truth, Mr. Shehu of Borno, you are the chairman of Borno State Traditional Rulers Council, that you have marginalized your people, you have impoverished your own children, you have driven them to extremism, you are the one responsible for the death and the mayhem occurring in your own territory because of your short-sightedness, because of your lack of education, because of your very limited understanding of how economics interacts with social values, because you do not understand how to run a country. You people have run the country into the ground. Now that Goodluck Jonathan is in power, you are blaming federal government. There is nobody called federal government. The federal government in Nigeria are Hausa Fulani people. You people are with the connivance of Yoruba people. With the connivance of Yoruba people, you people have been ruling the country. It is your fault. You blame yourself and you blame Yoruba people. Do not blame the hapless Goodluck Jonathan. Of course, he is clueless. We know he doesn't know where he's going. He is more or less a fool. But at the same time, you people are the ones to blame. You rendered Nigeria desolate as a place for people with aspiration to be in. That is why we are running away. The people in Biafra land are running away. The youths are running away. You or your own youths are running into Boko Haram and killing you. And that is what should be happening as the comeuppance for your mismanagement of all the resources in the country. You cannot steal from Nigeria and then expect that now that Goodluck Jonathan is in power, somehow, miraculously, the North are being marginalized. You marginalize your own people. Nobody else did. These are our headlines and our summary this evening. Please continue to join us on Facebook. Also, continue to follow us on Twitter at Radio Biafra Live. That is our Twitter handle. Also, you can send us email. If you have any questions to ask us, go to contact@radiobiafralondon.com. contact@radiobiafralondon.com. These are our headlines this evening. I don't know if Chidera has anything to offer in terms of what she's heard so far. And also, Moses Migo, as we said, if you hear any untoward noises all over the place, we are broadcasting from a family home, so you'll be able to understand. The kids are running around, as we did promise him. If the kids run around, we'll be able to accommodate and tolerate that, please. Moses, what would you like to say, given the headlines you have heard today, please?
Well, what I've said right now is no surprise to me and most of Biafrans to know that the doomsday is coming for Nigeria. In the United States, they have oil reserves they have for a long time, and they have decided right now to let the world know that they are capable of having their own oil. A country like Nigeria, you give them a lot of credit by referring to them the zoo or Zoological Republic of Nigeria.
Is,
you
refer to them. Yes,
If Nigeria was run like a zoo, most people would be happy. Because a zoo here is all the animals, they're well fed, they have water, they have electricity, they have everything. They have even
so
doctors.
Even the animals have electricity?
Yes, they have doctors. They have doctors.
The animals here have doctors?
Yes, they have doctors. And if they are sick, that doctor will come and tend them. Be honest with you. If you have a dog in your backyard, I have one man at the other side of the street. He left his dog here in Corpus Christi and went to San Antonio. Before he came back, and the dog was dehydrated. When he came back, he was arrested and prosecuted
for
a dog.
Because of a dog?
Yes. Said that it was cruelty to animal. But the Nigerian people are slaughtered every day like rats. So referring to them as a zoo as that's a lot of credit. So I'm going to
stop. So here, animals have doctors?
Animals have doctors, have everything, even electricity, water, feed 3 times a day. Their meals, their meals are even in high caliber meals.
Incredible.
People in Nigeria are dying of hunger,
dying
of disease. So you are referring to Nigeria.
So to call Nigeria is a zoo is actually elevating them.
Yes, you are just praising them. I would use the word to say the wild jungle called Nigeria. That's the word I would use. The wild jungle.
Zoo here, they have doctors, they have vets.
They have doctors, they have electricity, they have even, they eat special food that even sometimes Nigerian people can't even afford it. So according to them, the zoo, I'm not going to dwell on that. In the terms of the northern people saying that they are marginalized, so what an irony. What an irony. The Kano state has 44 local government areas. And Jigawa and Kano state alone, combined with one other state, have more local governments than the whole southeast. The southeast have only 95 local governments. The whole thing in Nigeria is run based on representation. The southeast, as they coin it, southeast, they are the worst marginalized in the whole nation.
But they have been ruling the country. So where is the marginalization? Where is it coming from? Who is marginalizing who? Have been ruling the country. How can they say they've been marginalized? That's what I don't understand.
There has been no marginalization of the north. They own Nigeria. If you say Nigeria, we are referring to the power brokers, the people who own the power is the north. The people who own the economy is the south. Southwest, the Yorubas, the Igbos and their brothers were just slaves.
We are traders. We are traders.
So no, not traders, but slaves. You don't have power, even though they will kill you even if you say something. Whatever you are, you're slaves in Nigeria. So that's why we are fighting for Biafra. And the terms of the fact that the Nigerian army is not able to defeat Boko Haram, that shows you the kind of trouble they are in. If they actually wanted the Igbos to be part of Nigeria, what the Nigerian government would have done, they should have allowed those Biafran scientists after the war to call them,
Don't even teach them what they don't know. Let us take this. Okay. Don't even teach them what they don't know. Yeah. We want the zoo to continue being a zoo. Okay. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening to you, Mandy. This is Vin from Oka, Anambra State.
Yes, Vin, we're here from Oka in Anambra State. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi in Texas. Go ahead, what would you like to say?
Good evening to my dear brothers and sisters all over the world. I'm calling from the zoo itself. I want to refer to the whole world that we're not getting connection to Radio Biafra Live, but I want to make my own contribution. I want to beg for an assistance from our dear brothers in America. We need to start building structures, putting structures in place in the Biafran land. And one of the ways through which we can do that is to have our presence here. We can announce through Radio Biafra that about 6 years of Bileh Human Rights Initiative, which is recognized by Nigerian law, be opened in all the major cities in Nigeria, maybe manned by professionals. This office will serve as a contact point to all Biafrans. Because as we speak, right now in Anambra State, politicians are buying everybody with money. We have almost 5 people trying to take over from people this seat. And of course, knowing that people are poor down here, you don't expect much from people. Nobody knows what our dear brothers and sisters in diaspora are doing about Biafra. Nobody knows about it. All what people know right now is politics, Nigeria. So if you have this contact point, our dear brothers and sisters overseas can start sending banners and hand bills. You know, the reason why I'm saying this is that people know of 419 everywhere. But people like me, humble self, have taken time to appreciate what Nnamdi Kanu is doing. Knowing that even Nnamdi Kanu is to be in Nigeria. The job he's doing worth 100 billion naira. And of course, Nigeria will have the money to pay him. But now nobody's paying him. As they haven't named the Kano over there in the US, we have thousands of Biafran right here in Igbo land who can do as much as Kano if they are empowered. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Of course we do. Very, very well.
Hello?
Yes, we do. We do. And so is the whole world. Yes. Everybody has a job to do. Yes.
So, what I'm just saying is that money is not everything. Just like you, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, you are not asking their fans to pay you Tinkobo. Even though you have to be going, your family has to be running. You know, what people are asking for just basic money to meet their basic needs. Basic needs like transportation, feeding and clothing, and that's all. You know. If our brothers and sisters down here in Biafra land, if they should know that their brothers overseas and send them just, nobody is talking of dollars, because when my brother in US, if I want to call him or some of them in US, they think we are asking for money. Nobody is asking for money, but what we are asking is plan B, that there is hope, just like people look at heaven. You know, most of us look at heaven, and that is why we go to churches here. And of course, churches are exploiting us because they don't give us what they pay. So, what I'm trying to say is that if we believe that our dear brothers and sisters are thinking of their family, all we need is just start sending banners and flyers and everything, and somebody will tell me, Dean, our brothers and sisters are debating for their family. And that is all. You need the heart of the people. But before then, if you can just announce their. Because I know where I'm in here, I can donate an office for this struggle. I can just say I donate an office and I will have somebody working there. And if people, all the cities can say, I will donate, at this point we are not asking for money. Whoever is committed in this project can use his own money, no matter how small it is, to start from your own side. So if every other person can say, start, avoid for one night, but if you don't trust, in fact, we don't trust ourselves. Trust is the key problem now. But we need the issue people that are starting, just like Nnamdi and the three radio girls from London have started, and all over the world have started. So that year, we need people who can start with their money. Where they start? In the next, in the next 6 months, you see where they are. The people, elders and council you have are elderly people. They might not have all the strength to do what should be done, just like our general, he came back at the age of 33. He has all the strength, and he has all the money for his father's resources. So he can fire shots, you know, but right here, the other sentence, a lot of them, they don't have all the strength, and they don't have all the resources, you know. So it's for the people, if we do their first and say, these people, if you can establish your presence, will confirm that it's okay, and we just use it to intermediate between our people home and the people in diaspora. And I mean, every other thing will follow suit. Because when you talk of transmitter and you have transmitter, nobody here is listening. There is no office to coordinate that. I mean, you might be talking to yourself. But this is my little contribution this night. Thank you.
Thank you very much for just, you've advised us and you've educated us at the same time. And we intend to take that on board. Everybody has a role to play, and we intend to do everything within our powers to ensure that this very journey is successfully concluded, because at Radio Biafra, anything we say we are going to do, invariably we end up doing it. You can call us once again if you want to call us by the phone, please. Chidera, what's the phone number again?
+1 404 789 8796.
Please, again, if you may.
+1 404 879 8796.
Thank you very much. We are here in Corpus Christi in Texas. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. You've just heard the voice of Chidera Akabu. And also we have Moses Wigwe and family, we must say, here with us. So if you hear anything moving about, then you know that we are within a family setting. So and do try and bear with us, because this is Radio Biafra. We are bringing you this information regardless of whatever it will cost us to. Yes, today I want something.
Just to add to what the last caller said, yes, that is true. Every one of us should contribute whatever we have. If we can contribute financially, that's okay. For the elders, yes, some of them might be weak, but they still have their wisdom, because we know elders, the gray hair stands for wisdom, so they can contribute by advising us, giving us wise advice. And other people that can give their time, whatever anyone can, you know, sacrifice for us to get this. Then regarding the issue that of the panic that there is oil discovered in the United States, I think that God is working for us, because the last time they were backed by the United States because of the oil. So this time I'm going to see what they're going to do about it. So I think that it's God that is doing that. Nigeria is faced for doom. So this is the time for every Biafran to disengage themselves from Nigeria, because they're in for a doom, and God is actually working for us this time.
Thank you very much. God is working for us. And we know that there is a saying that will come from now. Yes, which means that even yourself can be an elder tomorrow, as long as you have the gift and the capacity or the knowledge to offer wise counsel. Is that correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yes, that is where we come from. That is how we do it. If you are an elder, that means you are sensible, you are reasonable, you are a man or woman of integrity and honor, and your views are welcome and entertained. That is where how we say it, where we come from. Yes, please. Yes, go ahead.
And about the marginalization, that is pure irony, because they are those marginalizing us. They have been marginalizing us for a very long time. And so I just don't understand what he's saying is baseless. Like the Bible says, the wicked runs when no one pursues him. So I would say in this situation, the wicked complains when he has nothing to complain about. So they are those marginalizing us, and what he's saying is baseless.
Yes, of course, what he's saying is baseless, but it's been carried by newspapers, and that is why, if you recall initially, Britain said that they have noticed marginalization in the northern part of Nigeria, in their favorite sons and daughters in the north, the Muslims, which is quite ironic that they gave us the Bible, but they love the Muslims. It's kind of very strange, but that is how life is. They wanted to send other Nigeria to, because they give grants to Nigeria every blessed year, so they wanted Nigeria to send that grant on a yearly basis, as they give it to them, 60% of it to the northern part of Nigeria. And we asked them a very simple question: who has been ruling Nigeria from creation? You handed Nigeria over to the northerners, they have been ruling Nigeria. Why then are you asking for more money to be given to them, that area is marginalized? Why didn't you do this any of the times that the northerners have been in power? It is now that good Lord Jonathan is in power that you're telling us that the north is poor. This is Britain wading into the whole argument. I think finally they said they'll suspend everything, because of they used the issue of gay votes to say they'll suspend everything. But we know what happened, we know what transpired, and we know for certain that, of course, it's Britain. They listen to reason and argument. They are now reasonable to have listened to the argument, and they are moving forward to do what is absolutely right. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, also adding to what Moses said about the Zoological Republic, I think the zoo doesn't best qualify it. We need to find a word that is worse than that, because the animals in the zoo, you have to account for them. But we Biafrans, no one, look at all the killings that have been going on for the past couple of years now, no one accounts for it. Even the just something as simple as releasing an autopsy result is very difficult for Peter Obi. So I don't think there's anyone that is accounted for, especially in the eastern part of Nigeria. So we should find another word that best qualifies that country.
I think somebody called it a cemetery. A place of burial, where you go and bury people. I think that is the best way to qualify that useless country. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra, we're coming to you, albeit very, very late. If you're joining us now, we're coming to you via Corpus Christi here in Texas. We know it's like we started a bit late, and we're going to be here to complete our normal 2 hours of broadcast. If you want to, please get hold of us. The number to call us should be on the top right hand corner of your screen. But if it is not there, please, Chidera, we must give them this number again and again and again, please. Can you please give us the number again with which people can get hold of us, please?
The number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. And you want to, if you wish to join us on Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra, as most people are doing. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. You should be able to join us. You should be able to call us. You should be able to reach us via Skype, and then we'll be able to take your call. That this is Radio Biafra. We are reporting this evening on a day that the Northerners are saying that the federal government is marginalizing the Northerners. We want to know who represents or what is federal government. The federal government has always been the Hausa people. They are the ones marginalizing everybody. They are the ones making things difficult for everybody. Now they are telling us that somehow, miraculously, that Nigeria, or the, what they are referring to as federal government, are the ones marginalizing them. If you want to join us, please, we know that the number is up now on the top right-hand corner of your screen. If it is not there, please do try to refresh your screen. The number is +1 404 789 8796. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, the caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. Hello, we have a caller on the phone. Please give us your name. Sorry? This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Amara Shep. I'm calling from London.
The first daughter of Biafra, you're calling from London. You don't sound very happy. What is the problem? You're welcome to the program. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra, from here in Corpus Christi in Texas, United States.
I am not very happy because I've been trying to join the program right from Atlanta, and I never got connected. Yes. But I should be happy now anyway.
You should be, because you've made it. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting, projecting the voice of Biafrans to every end of this planet Earth. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
I just want to use this opportunity to say a big thank you to Atlanta people that hosted us. It was really very interesting. I enjoyed every bit of your contribution and the way they, you know, added flavor to everything.
Yes,
but he did very well. I was jumping up and telling you, I was very happy about the whole thing, and the lady that called from, was it Belgium or so?
That is correct.
And she was very excited as well. Yes, just a very big thank you to all of them for all they did. Their contribution, their promises, their pledges was very, very welcome, and I just ask them to continue their good work. The Lord bless them. We all need to join forces to be able to achieve what we're here for. And I think one of them suggested that we should refer to the course we are in as actualization. I can't remember exactly what he said. You should not use that word actually.
Yes, because you actualize.
What did he say again?
Restoration, because you use the word
restoration.
Yes.
Yes, that's very correct. I think that's the word I will just have to continue using now. But with reference to what they're saying, and before I even go to today's discussion, I just want to thank our dear sister who is supporting you there, and the brother that you know that allowed us to use his home for the program. Very big thank you to all of you for hosting Radio Biafra, and your sacrifices will not go in vain. The whole Biafrans will appreciate you and all the work that you're doing for your people. We just have to serve our nation, and by God's grace, I know Biafra will come to be someday. And Nandi, thank you very much for all the hassles. You've gone through a lot.
I was pulling up all that was going on today. Yes, I thought you forgot about me because of all these things. But we are here.
But you know that I cannot. It's not possible. I've been on the phone with everybody asking what is happening at Nucha. I've been in contact. The only thing is I haven't sent you any email. And I thought I would be able to get you on the phone, but I haven't been able to get you either. But just to let you know that we are, you know, behind you, and we are really working very hard here to make sure everything is in order and in control here. So, well done for all your hard work.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, go ahead. Yes, I'm...
So, with regard to today's headlines.
We want to get your opinion on the headlines.
I just want to say that... the Northerners, what they mean by being, marginalized is simply that they no longer have the power. It's just as simple as that. Because when they had the power, nobody was hearing about them being marginalized. And now they don't have it. So they don't have it because they are not president of a country. So it seems like they don't have it. But they are still in full control of, you know, the main sectors in that country. So how would they even think of using that word marginalization? They should go and ask Easterners what it means to be marginalized before they can open their mouth and say something like that. And for the whole world to even be listening to them, it makes me to worry. But why won't they listen to them? They have to listen to them because they are the only people that are giving the world what they want the world to know about Nigeria.
Yes.
They have the media, they have the paper to write. The Igbos don't have. And the only one we have, which is Radio Biafra, that can tell the world the whole truth, they are trying all their best to see if they can bring it to a standstill. But it will never happen. So I can only say that what they meant is we don't have power now. And that is it. As soon as they get the power, that word marginalization, you will not hear it again. They're just using it to get the attention of the international world. And I rightly asked them.
Yes.
They have been ruling Nigeria for years.
Yes.
And they are the people that have actually exploited that country. 99% of the exploit they have done. Where are the money? Where are the resources? They push it out of the country, take it to the World Bank and all the places they take it, Swiss Bank and all the places they've taken it to. At the end of the day, they don't even get it. And the international countries or the international world will take the money, or the international bank, whatever they call it, will take the money.
Yes.
And they'll be waiting for another time to get into power to get another money. So they have no reason whatsoever to be complaining. And why are they even listening to them now? Because they are nothing, and they are their sons and their daughters. The Igbos have been crying over years. How many years since after the war? What has been done to help them? What has the international world done to help them? Nothing.
Yes, it's true.
And are they going to tell me that they don't see our people being killed? They don't see or hear about all the atrocities. If their government are not there, at least they have expatriates that are working for them there in that country. And I'm sure they'll be reporting back to them. It's just wickedness.
It is.
Wickedness. I just thank God that our people have been learning and getting wise now, just because of what God has used Radio Biafra to do.
Yes.
And I encourage everybody to continue to listen to Radio Biafra and join the Human Rights Initiative, so that we can work together to get Biafra restored.
Yes.
That's the only way we have hope.
Yes, Amaraji, whilst you're there, please, because there's something I would like us to obviously go through. We are asking the caller on Skype to please stay where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are, because we'll be coming to you very shortly. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. But Amaraji, the difficulty that we're having is that in times gone by, In times gone by, without Radio Biafra, this man would have gotten away with deceiving a lot of people. But now that we are on the air, anytime they say something untoward, we will come at them like a rash. You will be able to correct the impression that the world is holding about these people. They have been in power. Let this man go and ask Omar Odiko, how much money did you steal? Let this man go and ask Buhari, how much money have you stolen from Nigeria? Let them go and ask Babangida, how much money have you stolen? Let them go and ask Dangote, how much money have you stolen from the country, running illegal rackets and running monopoly business concerns on behalf of very corrupt, very criminally minded people in the country? These are the people holding the money belonging to the youths of the north that should have been used to develop their potential. They decided to loot that money from them, deny them employment opportunities, deny them any measure of dignity with their life. That is why they have joined Boko Haram. So if this man doesn't know, we will educate him. We will enlighten him as to why you have chronic poverty afflicting the downtrodden in the north. They have a rank-a-dede mentality. They have a rank-a-dede system. You go to the palace of an idiot, you drink tea, and your life is complete. We don't believe in that. We believe in hard work and making ourselves to become somebody. They are living as a consequence of their value system that does not regard anybody unless you are there at the top. That is their problem. Nigeria did not impoverish the northerners. The northerners impoverished Nigeria. They dragged Nigeria down to their basement level, both in thinking, in economy, in education, in every way you can, every index you have to be able to measure life with. They have dragged us down into the gutter. And now they are complaining. They are lunatics. It's just you, okay? They are like a howl. They are mad.
If I can come in again, Nandi, I don't know if there is any country in that Nigeria, outside North, the Northern Nigeria, that is providing free education. Yeah, there are people who do not want to go to school.
Exactly. Exactly.
They have irrigation scheme, so they can produce food throughout the year. No, there is no state in the east or southeast that has irrigation scheme. So why are they complaining?
God knows. Allah knows. As
they have everything. Yes. We don't have anything, and they are complaining. They don't have any reason whatsoever to complain. All they are asking for is give us our best rights.
Incredible.
That's all I know they are complaining about. And as soon as they get it, they will shut up. But unfortunately, we are not even asking them for that. All we are asking them to do is just give us our freedom. And we are not even asking them now. We are going to fight it out with them, whichever way they want it.
Yes.
We want to go, in peace. But if they insist that they want to keep us within that, it's no longer zoo anymore. I don't know what you people are referring to now.
It's a cemetery.
But we can no longer remain in that cemetery called Nigeria.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Amarachi. And stay where you are. Let us take this call. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. We are coming to you. We can see you. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, please. Hello, the caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi in Texas in the United States.
Yeah, this is Tony. How are you, Nandi?
Tony, I'm very well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Colorado.
Man, I was listening to that lady. That lady, man, a woman can be so smart. They're smarter than the men, man.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
You know, there is something you said before the lady came on about the British people, you know, now trying to support the Hausa people. And then in another broadcast, one of the other broadcasts, you dealt with that in detail. You know, these British people are the American people. Sometimes, you know, like I told you, I have dangerous ideas, you see. These people, sometimes I don't think they are human beings. What they have done to our people, see, they do all that stuff because they benefit from the, you know, the condition they have to create in Nigeria. As long as Nigeria is the way it is, they come in there with their oil companies, the strength of our resources while our people suffer. That's all they care about. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, of course I do. I do. Completely and totally, yes.
Yeah, they come in there. If our people are crawling on their feet eating grass, they don't care. As long as they're getting down on your coming to America, coming to Britain, and they're making money from it. It's not about defending. They don't care about the Hausa people. They just care. They want the status quo. That way they will keep extracting our resources. There was a friend of mine we used to discuss this stuff on the phone. Do you know, if I have the power, if I can ask God to give me one power, let's say I say, God, please, grant me this wish. Do you know what I would do? I would build a thick wall around Africa. Nothing comes in and nothing goes out. The white man should stay in their country and leave us alone. You know, this relationship with them. See, our people are suffering. They come over there, extract our resources. And our people don't get anything from them. If you take it individually for you, for me, yes, we're doing well. But what about the majority of our people? What is the condition of our people? They come in there, all they do is showing seeds of disgust, causing problems, that way they can keep extracting our resources. They are crazy. You can call me a racist, I don't care.
Everybody has an element of racism in them. If you go, let me give you an example. If you go to a place now, or if you go into a family and you see small children, you want to go and lift the baby to carry the baby, the child will run to the mother or to the father. The child is racist towards you as well because the child doesn't know who you are. So when people talk about racism, I don't believe in racism personally. I told white people, if you like, you give me your job. If you like, you keep it, it's your job. If I feel so bad, I should go to Biafra land and develop it. If I go to Isiama for you deny me a job there, then you and I will do something about it. I can come to your country, anything you like, you can do. It's your business, it's your place. If you want me to wash the gutter, if I'm happy with it, I'll go and wash the gutter for you. It's your place. Yeah. But you cannot come to where I come from in Ibeku and tell me what to do. I will tell you what you're supposed to do. That is not, I don't believe in racism. If they ask us to leave here today, I'll be more than happy. I'll be the first person in the queue joining an airplane to go back. As long as we are.
Yes, yes, I know what you're saying. There was a case I had some problem before. Some idiots come over here running. I said, get the fuck out of my property. You know, so we started talking. I said, look, you know, you're talking because I have a friend. You want me to go back? I'd be happy to go back to my country. Get the fuck out of my country. Stay out of my country. I will stay out of yours. We don't have any problem. I'd be happy to go back home. But when I get there, you better get the fuck out. Or I will cook your people daily and eat them alive. See, all the problem you have with everywhere. Man, these people are the ones causing the problem. If you really think about what they're doing with the Hausa people, they don't love the Hausa people. They just want to keep it like that. That way they keep extracting our resources. That's all.
It's terrible. Thank you very much, my brother. I share your views and your opinion. I welcome your call all the time because it does enlighten me a lot. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Thank you very much. We are now going to the caller on Skype who has been waiting very, very patiently all this while. We hope he has turned his system down, very, very down, please, as to not to interfere with our signal. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, Nandi Carlos. Good afternoon from Texas. And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, or the listening of Radio Biafra. My name is Sunday Okpara, and I'm calling from Surrey in the UK.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Thank you. Sonny, go ahead.
Right. Nandi, I've got just only one, two questions, because I don't want to take much of your time so other callers can come in. And one of them is, you know, people keep asking me this, and I just want, you know, kind of clarification. When we realize Biafra, are we still going to be in Commonwealth? That's one. And secondly is, regarding the cost, of course we all know it takes time, and for the fact that Nigeria is coming to an end next year, September 31st, regardless of what happened with the court case, what's going to be our position? That's the two questions I want to ask.
First of all, yes, we will remain a part of Commonwealth because it is good to belong to an association. You will see that there are benefits to be had by even where you are. If you don't belong to a social club, you may see that you're losing out or missing out on a few things. We are not going to jettison important diplomatic ties for whatever reason. In the past, after all, Israel still maintains very high-level diplomatic relations with Germany, despite what happened before, during, and after the Second World War. We are civilized people, so we will maintain good relations with everybody. That is number one. And number two, regardless of what happens in the court case, we are pressing ahead with the political restoration of Biafra. That is going ahead. What the court case does is to give us what is called a legal protection, to accord the word Biafra a legal protection, and to establish a prima facie case for the restoration of Biafra as an independent sovereign entity in that part of the world. That is what we are doing. It is to look for what is called a legal underpinning. Maybe can begin to understand, even if you're a lunatic, you can understand the need and the right of the people of Biafra to exist as an independent nation. That is why we are in court. Otherwise, we'll be in the bush fighting. Otherwise, we'll be blowing everywhere up. But we want to convince even a malam driving their cattle through Enugu and raping our women that we have a right to be free as a people. That is why we're in court. That is not stopping anything at all. There are other things happening, and in the fullness of time, that will be brought to the knowledge and attention of everybody listening to Radio Biafra. But this evening, my dear brother, we are wholly beholden to the court case happening, and other things are happening, also happening beyond the seeing and the hearing of other people, because Biafra is coming. It is either we get it or we die trying to get it. People should go and read what that thing means very, very seriously. Biafra is coming by every means possible. Not only one means, by every means possible. Thank you very much. Have I answered the question?
Yes, you have. You know, the reason why I ask this question is for our listeners. Not for me. Me and my family, we've choose to go. It's for those who are, you know, who's listening, and you know, other people who might like to download this program and listen, you know, to clarify that issue, in case they want to ask the same question. But for me, I will be trying to effort. My name is Inunam. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. I'm very grateful for your call. We have a caller on the phone. Let us go and try and take it. Amarachi is still on hold. We are asking Wada Amarachi Opa, of course she's Mrs. now, to still please remain where you are. We are going to come to you very shortly. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Prince. I am calling from Malaysia. How are you, Mr. Nnamdi?
Very well, thank you. The wonderful people of Malaysia. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, my brother, I just want to thank people of America for hosting you and giving you assistance needed, and all the effort they have been putting together to make sure. So what I'm trying to say is this, I have been listening all this while you're in America, and there's a man that called you some time ago. He said many things concerning the Biafra issue, and I so much love that kind of evilness or Biafraness in that kind of man, because what he said there is very educating. And he was the one that said we should not be saying that we are dictating any longer, that we should be talking about. What did he say? Can you remind me? He said we should not be talking about
actualization.
And God bless you.
Yes,
I believe you keep that man in contact.
Of course.
That man deserves to be contacted once in a while.
Yes.
He should be talking to us, we youth.
To educate us.
From time to time. So we can be able to be, learning from him. You see, by the time people like him keep calling, talking, discussing with you and us, the listeners, we can be able to know that we have strong men behind Biafra issue.
Yes.
It's not a matter of Omaka or whatever. We need strong men, just like Dr. Ikedife is there, the retired justice says Eze in Enugu now.
Yes,
is
Azuka,
they are
yes.
strongly behind. These are the kind of people that will motivate the youth.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, that's just that. I just want to congratulate the legal team that went away to defend us and on behalf of Bilia Human Rights. They did a marvelous job. I must have said that because it's not a welcome devil. It's not an easy task, you know. These people are doing this job just like a Catholic Church work. They are not being paid. And nobody knew how they are carrying on the work they are doing for us.
Yes.
And going through the comments, going through the reports, we got it from where most of us are not at home, and we really appreciate it, you know. So another thing, I want to go into British Northerners' attitude towards Nigerian state today. I would like to start from British and what they said that they're not being marginalized or whatever. You see, British involvement or the British coming into Nigeria to put us together as one, it's like a business. And you yourself should know that colonization is a pure business.
That's what it is.
And you being as a businessman, you can't leave your business down. You must monitor your business. And business is like a farmer. So when you plant crops like cocoyam or yam or chicken, or Ede, you must have to buy Akaji. You must have to direct the yam ends or what the sticks and direct the yam how it go. You don't allow them to go left side. They have to allow them to go right side. If it is yam, then if it is three leaf yam, or no, as we fondly call it from this, you have to direct it from the left side
as well.
And as a businessman, you cannot do business with somebody that is more intelligent than you. That was why the Britain decided to choose Netherlands, because they know that they can manipulate them, which they have been doing. Okay, I give you two analyses. Now that British are trying to tell Nigerians, mostly we Igbos that have been marginalized since the creation of Nigeria, Igbos have been highly marginalized. They have been killed. We have been massacred in all ramifications. Nobody in a real sense will say that Igbos have not been cheated. So, I want to say this. 2 years ago or 3 years ago, a Yoruba, an Hausa guy, Mutalabi, who was in London, later went to a country in Arab nations and headed back to Nigeria, took off from Lagos, entering America with explosive. He was caught in America. That one destroyed the image of Nigeria. If not the fact that we don't belong to terrorists, they have already tackled terrorism.
That is
now
correct.
That one was left aside.
Please hold on. Let us tell the person Ikechukwu Eniago on Skype to please stay where you are. Remain on Skype. Do not disengage. We have acknowledged your call. Stay where you are. We are coming to you next. Please, my brother, go on.
Okay, as I was saying, I've talked that of Mutalabi, who went in America with explosives. They caught him and he's still now in jail or in prison, whatever. I don't want to go into much about that. He's from the north. The last one that happened in London, the Britain, the young man that beheaded a soldier, is a Yoruba chap. Now, the British, the recent embargo they put on some countries like Pakistan, India, and Nigeria that we are threats to enter into British or into Britain or UK or whatsoever, that we our entering there possess threats to them. Now, they said that whosoever that will come from Nigeria, to be precisely, let me forget about that country and talk the word that concerns us as Nigerians. They said 3,000 euro or pounds or whatsoever, that we are a threat. Who are the cause of this problem?
Exactly.
Yoruba and Hausa. Igbo man have not caused such problem. We have not beheaded anybody. We have not been caught in any terrorist act. But these people have been doing all sorts of things.
We are going to challenge it.
To Nigeria.
I can assure you, Barrister Mamezu will challenge it in the British court. We will challenge it. If they are throwing their embargo, they should embargo Yoruba people and Hausa people. As you said rightly, because I have learned so much from you this evening, Nigeria is a business. They are retaining their interest in the country because they don't want to see their business collapse. It's as simple as that. And as you rightly said as well, you don't do business with somebody who knows what you do. Sorry, who knows as much as you do as well. You only go into business with people you think you can, you have some kind of leverage over. You can maneuver them. You can ask them.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. You cannot be placing embargo on us. We've not carried any bomb. We've not killed anybody. We are going to force them in a British court of law to recognize that Nigeria is compartmentalized into various nationalities, that we are not Yoruba people. We are going to prove it to them in the court of law in England. This useless 3,000 euro is nonsense.
Exactly.
It will not apply to our
people. I'm watching. Mr. Nnamdi, I want to say something about Shehu Ogoni. Shehu Ogoni is a man, and he's someone I think.
We have a
some of these Northerners, they are losing focus. They don't know what they are doing any longer. These same people have been ruling us for decades. They have ruled us since Nigeria, since we got to independence in Nigeria. Why are they crying for marginalization? I mean, all rights, all from education, quota system, employment, everything we are giving to them. Why are they still complaining about marginalization? If people should be talking about marginalization, people should be crying wolfly. We should be talking about marginalization because we have been marginalized in every aspect part of life.
That's
from unemployment, from educational, from anything you may talk about.
Thank you very much. We have to go and take other calls, please. Before we bring in Moses to come in, we have to go and take other calls as well, if you don't mind. We have learned so much from you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, good afternoon, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, and good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all Biafrans wherever you are today, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much.
Okay, my name is Ikechi Kwenyaga, and I'm calling from Malaysia. I was actually moved by the second to the last caller who talked revealed what the policy, the foreign policy of the American and the British government towards Nigeria and citizens, and I learned something from there, and I was moved to call in and express some things. I want to speak to the British government. I've written several times concerning their concerns in Nigeria, and I say, look, you Brits, the foundation of the problems in Nigeria was laid by you. You are the mother. In other words, you are the mother of both the corruption, the pains, and the shame that emanates from Nigeria. You are the mother of every evil that the world hates now in Nigeria. When people go outside and they say, tender our passport, and they say, you Nigeria, go this way, that shame will bear every day. The anger, the shame, the pain, and the insults, they all go back to the British government, and all Brits, they are the mother of our pain and our shame. So they should know this, that we've come of age, we understand what they are doing. I learned in some books that I was studying that one of the main reasons they jumped into Nigeria and forced it to become one was because they were trying to stop, to enforce the end of slave trading.
I
want to tell them that
it's a lie.
I want to tell them that today they have modernized slave trading, and they like it that way. When they destroy our land and they give us visa to their place, and they start to repatriate us because they refuse to give us work, they have modernized slave trading, and I don't know what they want us to do. I want to appeal to all normal and ordinary average British citizen to consider what their government have done so far to human beings like them, consider their foreign policy, and begin to say no to them as they say no to several other injustices they've been carrying out throughout the world. It is true that maybe today we do not have the arms to begin to go against them like other, and we don't have the desire, maybe because of our religious inclination or our background or heritage, we don't have that vehement forcefulness to go against them. But that shouldn't give them any reason to begin to think that we are cowards and that we are fools. That we were that whatever was happened to us, the genocide carried out against us by the Nigerian government, was actually or arranged by them. So we are not a weak people. I am appealing to them to understand that we know these things they are doing. They are not more human than us. They are not wiser than us. There is no way that they are better than us. The Greeks, the Persians, the Romans, and what have you, they have ruled with strong hands. Where are they today? If they do not repent today, tomorrow there may be no time. Tomorrow the whole world might implode on them. Or even tomorrow they might begin to come against themselves. So I tell them today, I appeal to them today, and including those Igbo people in their representatives, in their law system, to begin to reason with our people. It is high time. They have taken enough. We are not asking them to give us back what they've taken, but we are asking them, is enough? You've taken enough from us. You've killed enough of us. Please remove your hand from Nigeria. Remove your hand from our freedom and allow us to be free. Thank you very much. Then I want to address the American government. The American government. I want to talk to our brother Obama, the President Obama. I want to crave his indulgence and tell him that it is a good thing that God has allowed him to be there, because every king that rules must first of all acknowledge that it's not through his power. There is a force that drives people to places where they are for purposes. Today he is there. Before, he was just a stupid African. His forefathers and the rest of them were slaves brought to America. Even though his father was not one of them, he actually went there on a scholarship. But you should not forget his roots. Africans that are in America, their forefathers were slaves. They were brought in there. You should not forget that Mandela fought, spoke out to the whole world from the prison, and he helped his people. He said he helped stop the apartheid. You should not also forget that he spoke out vehemently and he was hated, but he helped the blacks in America. They were not in positions of authority. They just came out because of their love for their people. But now Obama, a black man, is there sitting on that throne, and this is his second term, and he has not seen it wise to begin to look at what is the injustices going on against the Igbo people, against the minorities in Nigeria, because of one Nigerianism. If he stays there, I'm addressing Honorable President Barack Obama tonight. If you stay there for the second term and you leave without focusing on Nigeria and speaking out that is an injustice that is going on there, it means you have failed not just Africans, but you failed the white people, the majority of those who voted for you, because they believe you feel the pain of Africans, you feel the pain of common men more than those people who are already rich from birth. You should know, he knows already, and he should understand that injustice done to one is injustice done to everybody.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And we are in the United States, so we are hoping that President Obama must have heard this. Before Moses comes in, let us try and go and see what Wanda Manachi makes of what we are doing this evening. Manachi, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please go. Yes, please go ahead. Please go ahead. Yes.
The last speaker has spoken very eloquently. What he said about Obama is very correct, and the way he addressed the British government or British people, I so much love. Personally, I believe that Obama came to power because they needed a black man to clean the mess. I might be wrong, this is just my own opinion. And God had to orchestrate things like that for him to come to existence. Knowing that a black person is always good at what he does or what she does. We know what we're capable of doing. We don't see things. We see challenges and we face them. We are not afraid. We are not cowards. We are very wise and brave people. And I quite appreciate what he's doing. A lot of people, even some blacks, might not be so crazy about what he's doing at present. But I'm so proud to have a brother as a number one president, you know, in the whole world, or whichever way you want to address that.
Yes.
But the other thing I want to say is that The brother that said something about the Americans and British government coming to take over our place and all of that. Yes, we all understand the purpose for which they did what they did, you know, bringing all the people in Nigeria today together, as at the time the British government did it in 1914. We all know that it's all about economic purpose, and which they are still, you know, doing up to today. And all the rubbish that is happening, all the war, all the crazy things that are happening in the third world country is all about this same reason. But the question I'm asking is this. These people are coming to create problems for you, and they take their resources, your resources, go to their own country and develop their country.
Yes.
And you are there just accepting whatever thing they are doing. Who is stupid here?
Exactly. That's
fighting for their own. They are fighting for their own family. They are fighting for their own people. It's left for you who think they are deceiving you to wise enough and do what you're supposed to do. Yes, we believe they did it in 1914. What happened in 1924 when you now, you thought, oh, after 10 years, this is what has happened. Now we've wising up. After 34 years, I mean, 1934, 44, up to today, what is happening?
Yes. It's very, very sad. Please, Amati, whilst you're there, let us ask the caller on Viber to please stay on the line. Do not hang up. The caller on Viber, remain on the line where you are, please. We shall come to you next. After Moses must have contributed, we'll come to you. Stay where you are. Amati, go ahead, please.
So what I am saying is, we should cease to blame these people. We should blame ourselves. We should blame the Northerners. We should blame our own people that decided to continue to work with the Northerners.
Yes.
Because if the Northerners want to remain with the British government, then they should remain with them. I will just go our own way. For how long? Would you not say yes, because the British government and their people will have to survive, so we'll have to continue to pay for it. Look at the number of people we've lost. Look at the number of mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers that we have lost because of British government and their likes.
That is true. It's terrible.
So how long would that continue? We just cannot continue to feed the world we die and perish. Tomorrow they're going to discover one and abandon us, and who will be left with the ruins? It's still us.
Of course. Of course.
So if we have read, I don't know how many people have read it, you know, Biafra or Nigeria, written by Barrister Emeka, Adolf Emeka. It's an eye-opener.
It is an eye-opener, and we hope that our people will be able to learn from it. Amati, stay where you are. Let us take the views of our host here, Moses Wigwe. Please remain where you are. It's important you remain where you are, please. Yes, Moses, please go.
Yes, I've heard our callers, most of them have said something very, very interesting, and some of them I agree with, some of them that I don't agree with. On the terms of marginalization of the North, the only thing here the North is asking for, because they want, Jesus Christ, because they are not in power. Even though they are not in power, Jonathan, who is the president right now, is just a puppet. There is nothing that can get done in that country without the majority, which is the Hausa Fulani. So I don't know why the word imagination comes in if they're not the House of Fulani are referring to themselves. For every senator, every House of Representative you got from the five southern eastern states, you have about 5 to 10 representatives from the House of Fulani. So it's the majority that rules. So who is being marginalized? The House of Fulani or the southeasterners? So God knows what the truth is in that aspect.
It's very, very sad. Let us go and take this call. Please, let us take this call before we go to the caller on Viber. Please, we have lost them, unfortunately. Amarachi, remain where you are. Remain where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Viber. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Hello? Can you hear us? The caller on Viber, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening or good afternoon from Corpus Christi, Texas. Go ahead.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. So is the world.
Hello. Good evening, Mr. Kanu. Can you hear me?
Very, very well. We can hear you. Give us your name and where
you're
calling
from. England. Very good. Good evening, everybody there and everybody in the world. Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening to you.
This is Carol Monday from England.
Carol Monday from England. The world is listening.
I actually have a really bad line. I can't hear you.
Don't worry about it.
I have a few points about everything that you've gone through tonight. Hello?
We can hear you. Please go ahead. Don't worry if you can't hear me. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. The line breaks up really badly. Okay, we were talking about the U.S. Obama and coming into Nigeria and deciding not to come because of all the terrorism and everything. I want to state something to Obama today, that in February of 1969, the U.S. government, Nixon, sent his senator and other people to review the case in Biafra. They went there. They made a 36-page report. The senator made a large report showing the extent of the war in Biafra itself. It also showed to the Americans, it was very detailed, it showed how the Igbo are a very learned, inventive people and professional positions
we'll try and get you back. We will try and get you back. It is not very, very clear. We'll try and get you back. Please, that this is Radio Biafra. We had Carol Monday on the line. We'll try and get you back, please, on Skype. If you may, call us via Skype, Carol Monday. Call back the studios of Radio Biafra here in Corpus Christi, Texas, back on Skype, please. We'll be willing and able to take your call. What you're saying to us is very, very important, and we would like to hear it, basically. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening. This is Dr. Egan back calling from London.
Please go ahead, Dr. Gamba. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to contribute, obviously, just to add to the debate, which I've been following with great interest. What I will want people to understand is that the way Nigeria is today serves British interest, because with corruption, with the rigging of elections, it serves their interest, because all the stolen money that these politicians are stealing from Nigeria, they bring it and they invest it in, most of them, in Britain, which helps British economy. And Britain cleverly knows that a well-structured Nigeria, a well-structured Nigeria, ordered society in Nigeria, will deprive them of this stolen money that is being siphoned from the country. And they know that majority of this money is being stolen by the northerners. And they know the high level of poverty, underdevelopment, deprivation, backwardness in the north. It serves their interest, because if the northerners invest this money in the northern area, they will not have enough to be siphoning into Britain, which will help to prop up their economy. You know that the British economy is based mainly on service industry. So very few is being manufactured from England, from Britain, and the world knows this, and the British people knows this. So anything they can get through corruption, a corrupt regime all over the world, more especially from African countries, it will serve their interest. So our people should understand that. That is why, if you see all over the world, wherever you have British interest, where all the former territories, all the former colonies of England are in a state of war all the time, one thing or the other is always going wrong. because of the way Britain structured their colonies to become perpetually dependent on them. So that is why they are doing what they are doing. And again, British people, or government rather, not the people, the British government have a natural hatred for the Igbo people. This is a fact. For instance, no Igbo person, no Igbo person has been a high commissioner to London. A high commissioner to London. Only few, as long as I can remember, for the past 20 years at least, or 30 years, the few that has been on acting capacity. That is, when the high commission is not, high commissioner is on leave, or for whatever reason he is not on seat, then the person will take over and act on behalf for a couple of weeks or months. So they know that what we can do, knowing that if they leave us to develop and they realize, restore our sovereignty, it will not serve their interest. Therefore, they will be competing with us, and they don't want any competition. They don't want us to be wise enough to develop ourselves enough to realize ourselves, restore ourselves enough to be independent from them, so that we will not be siphoning money through illegal means to Britain, and then we'll be coming back to them to borrow the same money we put in their bank and they get earning them more interest. So our people should understand that. And quickly about the marginalization, many people have said, the only thing I want to add to that is this. The cry of marginalization in the North is a way of deflecting attention. They know that they have been in power. They know that they are in control of Nigerian economy. They know that they are in control of Nigerian politics. They know that they are in control of everything in Nigeria. They know that very well. They are crying of marginalization because they are not at the helm. They are not the commander-in-chief of the Federation. That is the only thing. And when they cry of marginalization, it will deflect the attention of Boko Haram and other improvised people in the North, so that they will not rise up against them. The moment the Northerners, the low cadre, the ordinary people know what is being done in their name, they may rise up. Although it is not in their nature, the way they are brought up to submit to their leaders, submit to their emirs, submit to their those who will give them handout. But Igbo people, we are not used to taking order or accepting what is not acceptable. So they know all this, so they are crying foul in order to deflect attention, then, and also to justify Britain coming further to help them. We confirmed earlier in Radio Biafra that majority, if not all, the British aid coming to Nigeria, at least more than 60 to 70% of it goes to the North. But still, they are crying of marginalization. So it is only the fool among them that they can fool. But for Biafran people, they cannot fool us. That's what I want to contribute for now.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that, Dr. Egemba. And please do feel free to call us back later on should you have anything else to add. We have calls coming in left, right, and center. Please, if we can't take your call, do not despair. We are coming back again round about 8 p.m. Is it 7 p.m.? Corpus Christi time?
Yes.
Yes, 7 p.m. Corpus Christi, which is about 12 midnight, London time. Is it 12 midnight? Yes. We'll be able to do so, yes. So we'll just take a few hours break and then we'll come back. But let us go out and take this call. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from Corpus Christi here in Texas, United States. Please give us your name and where you're calling from this fine afternoon, please. The caller on the phone. The caller on the phone.
Yeah, this is Espoyo Bunye calling from London.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I just want to chip in on, especially on the marginalization issue being peddled by the Northerners. The issue of marginalization, I don't think they know anything about marginalization. Because if they want to know something about marginalization, they should ask the Biafrans and Igbos. After the war, the devastation that happened in Igbo land, they did not give us nothing. Nothing was repaired all the money that they will have in their bank, and in fact, they do not want us to survive as a human, as a race, as a people. And that's why our people scattered all over the world looking for how to survive. And we are still struggling since after that war because of the kind of marginalization that they meted out to us. The reason why they do the Niger Bridge is because they have no other link. That's the only bridge they wish, because they don't want to swim across the River Niger. So that's why they build that rubbish bridge, which we are using, which is sinking. Actually, it's actually sinking, director. And because of the too much traffic on that particular road. And the thing is that the northern oligarch, you know, they're shouting now because they're no longer in power. And then we know that, in fact, even though they're not in power, they're controlling quite a lot of things economically. You know, if you look at Dangote and all these people, they have monopoly of everything, cement, sugar. Every one single person of 150 million people or more, one person is in charge of importing production of cement, sugar, for whole nation.
I tell you something. Please, if you can bear with me to clarify this very point, which a lot of people don't know. In the United States, it is called antitrust laws. If you run any monopoly anywhere, you are entitled to 25 years imprisonment in the U.S. I'm not even sure that most people in the U.S. know this. The United States economy and federal laws abhor. It prohibits the running of any monopoly. No one person in America can supply any good. Am I correct? Am I wrong? It is not a single person can be in charge of any industry. You can never try it. If you try it here, you will go to prison. They should go and ask the Oppenheimer family that runs the Beers diamond business in South Africa why it took them so many years. In fact, I'm sure they're even still banned from coming to the U.S. because of the cartel, because of the racketeering involved in the sale and distribution of rough diamonds from Africa. These are the things that our people don't know. Dangote in America will be in jail. He will be certified a criminal and thrown in jail. Only you cannot import the amount of cement, the amount of salt, the amount of sugar to feed 160 million people. It is not done anywhere on this earth. That is the type of country that the British government wants us to belong to. That is the type of country that people, this is how Google see people with brain cells in their skull, want Biafrans to belong to. We will continue to expose the ignorance, the stupidity, the gut-wrenching arrogance of these people. We are not a part of them, and we can never be.
Price of cement have gone so high that a lot of people who have built a house couldn't build it because of these things they're doing, you know? And the Northerners, they have, in fact, free hand on everything. I've never seen an Hausa man working in this country, in London here. Have you seen any Hausa man working? And yet they're all on scholarship. All of them on scholarship. And they live like kings, you know. They live like kings, you know. And yet, where did they get the money from? Yes. So that and it was supposed to be one country. You see, but the thing is that these British people, they love the Muslims so much. And if you remember Lawrence of Arabia is, you know, and all this is they have this. I don't know what it is. Maybe because they find it easy. There are easy people they can control or use or whatever. And then they find they can't use you, then they will try to marginalize you in a way. And that's what the problem we have. So we shouldn't mind about their shout on marginalization and all that. We know it's just all this service. Because we know what marginalization is all about. And we are lucky to have Radio Biafra, and we continue to trumpet this thing so that the world will know what is going on. Yes. Time has come. Well, it's no longer the time when they already have the monopoly of the media.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. We are grateful to you. Let us take this call from Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, the caller on Skype, your name, and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good evening. This is Omar from Holland. Mr. Nand, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you very much. We are broadcasting from Corpus Christi in Texas. The whole world is hearing your voice. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Okay, so I'm hearing what my brothers are debating regarding about British. I'm living in Holland, which the country does not have any resources of anything. But what I want to know, the only leader that understands British is only the man that they kill in Africa, who is called Gaddafi. He's the only person that I can know that understands British very good. The British, I know them very good because most of them are my friends. They only go for where there is something. If the Biafrans call them now to take over Nigeria, they will have more interest to come in Biafra. That's only what I want to contribute to my brother.
Thank you very much for that very brief, concise contribution. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today from Corpus Christi here in Texas. This is the first installment of our twice daily broadcast from this very wonderful city. But I must warn, it is extremely hot. It is a very hot place. It's not as humid as Biafra land. It is not as humid as the zoo is. But it is a very hot place, I must say. The air conditioning is on all the time. Let's attempt to take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, and my name is Godwin. I'm calling from Germany again.
Godwin, the dedicated caller from Germany. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to... The British people and the what is his name? Is that... Musai waiting. What do you call his name again? Can you help me?
He is Shehu. His name, he is the Shehu of Borno. His name is the Alhaji Abubakar El Kanemi. You know, they don't have any name. They name the many streets. Okay. If they born you on the road, the nearby street or village, you take the name. If you're born near Sokoto in the gutter in Sokoto, your name is Sokoto. If you're born in Kaduna, you're Kaduna. If you're born in Zaria, your name is Zaria. You know, they don't have any name. Your friend name, what's your name? Please go ahead.
Okay. Now, I want to ask the British people, who is Umaru Duko? Is he an Igbo man?
No.
Who is Babangida that took 12.4 billion during the Gulf War, the oil, the money they make in oil, this man squandered it. Who is General Sani Abacha? Who is Buhari? Who is Dangote? And again, Ajokuta Iron and Steel, who sold it? Is it an Igbo man?
No.
Who is Obasanjo?
Yoruba man.
Is he an Igbo man?
No, he's Yoruba.
Good. Okay. Oil wells in Nigeria, the Northerners are controlling 85% of the oil wells in Nigeria. So, what else are we talking about? What else are we talking about?
It's because the man is saying British that they're
marginalized. What I'm saying to British people is that they should please, leave the Biafrans alone. We have had enough. They want to buy special weapons and give to the house as a gain. What they did in 1966, is that what they want to do this time around?
I will give you an example. My brother Godwin, I will give you an example. What most people don't understand is that the British trained and armed the Arab armies to defeat and crush Israel. You had British officers training the Jordanian soldiers, actually embedded within the Jordanian infantry, to come and crush Israel. Despite their presence within these ranks, they did not defeat Israel. Go and ask them. They will tell you. Because when God decides to act in a very decisive way, nothing stops from it. You see, I don't want us to give the British this kind of very omnipresent status that somehow they are God. They determine your future. We are the ones to determine our future. Luckily for us, we have one thing going for us that nobody knows. If we come to our place and begin to get Biafra, if we see a British person, we will know. If we see a white person in our village, we will know where the person comes from. Even if a Hausa person comes, we will know who they are. Even if the Yorubas come, we will know who they are. We have our own territory. We are not fighting to go and take a fresh territory. We are fighting to retain, to have political control over what is ours. It is a place that God has given to us. God did not give Biafra to Britain. People must understand that. He never gave Biafra to the United States. When God wanted the people of Europe to come and take over this land called the United States of America, He gave them the power to crush the native Indians and establish the greatest civilization known to man. Here, that is how God works. Where we come from belongs to us. We don't need permission from any buffoon to be able to establish or to restore the state of Biafra. We don't need their permission. The only thing they can do is to kill some of us. But the few that are remaining, the few that will live alive, can come up and live in a Biafra of freedom, in a Biafra of dignity, in a Biafra of hope, in a Biafra of aspiration, in a Biafra of democracy, in a Biafra where men and women are equal before the law and before God. Not like Hausa, where they go and drink tea and talk about marginalization. Their brain is distorted. These people are not well. Talking about when they have stolen all the money from the country, they have the gut and the temerity to lecture us on marginalization, because they don't even understand the meaning of the word marginalization. It is an English word. That is why I opt for training people in their local language, in their local dialect. When you train people in English language, their brain become warped. They cannot reason properly like English people. Why teach them in English? Thank you very much for calling, and may God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are reaching humanity here from a very warm Corpus Christi in Texas. I have with me in the studio Chidera Akabo, who has been excellently supporting and assisting our operations here in the U.S., and also our host here in the United States, the chief host, I would say, Dr. Moses Wingwe, who is here with us. Chidera, what do you have to offer? You have been researching and doing a lot of work. What do you have to offer in view of what you have heard so far? Mind you are training, and very shortly you should be able to host the women's program from here in the United States, if you can. Yes, please. What has caught your eye? Are we growing exponentially on Facebook as we intended to do, or are we still stuttering along? How are we performing in terms of addition of new members? How is our performance going?
Yeah, we are beginning to grow again, but I wanted to get back to how it used to be a couple of weeks ago, because that was a time we were getting almost 2,000 members every day. So at the time we stopped, it became pretty slow, but it's getting back again, but we still need to keep going.
Yes, thank you very much. Let us attempt to take this call on Skype. I am clearly multitasking. We have lost them. We ask them to please try and call us back. If you call Radio Biafra on Skype, you remain where you are. Do not disengage. Stay where you are. We shall definitely come to you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. Have we lost him? We may have lost the caller on Skype. We may have lost the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I don't think so. We had a dialing thing on the line. Thank you very much. We have come to the end of the program, the first segment of our program. We had wanted to get Carol Monday on the line. We had wanted to get Karamonde on the line to please try and clarify, but we are certain that she will join us by secure connection during the second phase of our programming later on this evening here in Corpus Christi, Texas. I am Nnamdi Kanu, your host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I have presented this program today with Dr. Moses Wingwe, who is here, and part of Dr. Moses Wingwe's family as well. That is where some of the noise you've been hearing all over the place. We have the child is here with us, because we promise that wherever we go to, we don't alter our environment too much. We try to report it in its natural state. Thank you for listening to us. Do try and rejoin us later on this evening. We know that some of you are frustrated, those who couldn't get through, but keep trying. Radio Biafra broadcasts to the whole world. We have millions of listeners all over the world. If you get through, you are indeed highly privileged, but we encourage you, we enjoin you to keep trying until you get through, because your views are important to us. What you have to contribute is important to us. Do not forget that we are looking for a transformer. Anyị chọrọ ịzụ transformer, igwe na-agbasa ozi ka ụmụnne anyị, nne na nna anyị nọ n'ụlọ nwee ike nụ akụkọ nzọpụta anyị na-agbasa site na Radio Biafra. Beacon, we need the help of everybody to help us get this transformer. We need the help of everybody to continue to run Radio Biafra as an incorruptible, independent entity. We cannot soil our hands by associating with people who are corrupt. That is why we are beyond corruption, as we said previously. We are uncompromisable because we are here to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Please, Moses, can you say goodbye to our wonderful people so we can bring this program to an end, please?
Hey, fellow Biafrans and all friends of Biafrans, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to join us again the next couple of hours. We'll have a second program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Chidera, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. We are bringing the program to an end, and we ask you to come back in about 2 hours' time for another edition. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you. If you have listened to us this evening, please do not forget to keep adding your friends on Skype. It is very, very important that you keep adding them on Skype. Keep inviting them. Keep spreading the word about what Radio Biafra is doing, what Bilie Human Rights Initiative is doing to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. We love you all very dearly. Please do not forget to join us in a few hours' time. How many hours is it away from now, please? Because I have all the time zones in the world.
What time
in about 2-3 hours' time, is that correct?
What time are
we going to start? 7 p.m.
7 p.m. in 2 hours' time, please. In 3 hours' time, please do try and rejoin us in 3 hours' time. On Namde Kanu, please, we're signing off. God bless and keep you wherever you are. Thank you very much.
Eu ouço quando me ganhei pé.